When Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey talks about the origins of his thinking for the product, he talks about his fascination with maps. He talks about his ultimate fascination with dispatch systems as he studied maps and the more efficient way of getting things like taxis and ambulances to where they needed to go more quickly. And when he sent out his first tweet, just setting up my Twitter, he didn't plan for President Obama to declare victory on that platform in the 2012 election. None of us at Twitter thought during the earthquake and ensuing tsunami in Fukushima, Japan, that our service would be a great alternative communication platform if the mobile networks in Japan were spotty in the aftermath. And certainly none of us even hoped, let alone considered, that our platform would be one of those used to organize protests across the Middle East in Tunisia and Iraq and Egypt during the Arab Spring. Here's the amazing thing about what I've observed when I've witnessed all those things. Not only can you not plan the impact you're going to have, you often won't recognize it even while you're having it. A few months after I started at Twitter, Russian President Medvedev was coming to the office. And that morning, going into the office,